Blog Talk Radio.
Something happened to me last Thursday when I was driving home. I had a couple of miles to go. I looked up and saw a glowing orange object in the sky to the east. It was moving very irregularly. Suddenly, there was intense light all around me. When I came to,
branch around and see who it was. Look at it like if the song don't, if the connection isn't made in the song, then it's going to be a little. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Warren? What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just was pumped for the Comic-Con exclusive.
What are we, are we on right now?
Yes. We are on right now. All right.
So, yeah, I wanted to fucking listen to the Doom guy talk about, I wanted to hear the controversy and the lies and the shit surrounding that Fantastic Four, but by your research and stuff that you know, what was the whole hoopla behind that Fantastic Four and stuff? Do you know?
I downloaded it recently. Well, I remember I remember seeing the preview that maybe a long time ago. I never got to see the movie until recently whenever I downloaded the,
your phone's kind of, your microphone's a little
one
bit.
One chance copy. Yeah, I had it on the speaker there. No, but I downloaded the, it was like a shitty VHS copy, and I tried to watch it. I mean, it was awful. But I don't know. I was curious to know the controversy surrounding it. I was going to learn more about it because I actually followed that project. I mean, since the beginning, and I understand that.
I don't know. I mean, what kind of fucking controversy can surround a comic book? I mean, being made.
Well, you know, it was cool because it seems like he made a trend. Of doing a resurrection movie, comic movie, you know, that never was made because Kevin Smith and somebody else teamed up and was doing the documentary about the Tim Burton's Nicolas Cage Superman movie that was never made. So it was definitely something I thought that was, I was wanting to know more about it, and I thought that he was a trend starter. But I was really just trying to get the most. We'll see. It premiered yesterday for the Screen Actors Guild in a small audience, and then tomorrow it appears at the Comic Con. And I was wanting to go try and get an idea for that, which. Hey, you know, it's live radio, and sometimes
shit don't work out the way
But I gotta fucking admit, my other guests usually are always on point. They're always calling in 2 or 3 minutes ahead of time.
I don't know. You never know what somebody's going through all that shit, Comic-Con, this and that, hosting,
yeah.
You know, people get busy and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, I can't believe that you finally got into, let's go into a little bit of video games. I can't believe you finally got into Minecraft after all this time, man.
Yeah, man, I put a lot of time. There was this game that I was playing on iPad. It was like Battle Fortress or something where you built. It was kind of like a mix between like Call of Duty and Minecraft. And I really liked that. And I tried Minecraft for the tablet, and I just really couldn't get into it. But then lately, I don't know. I'm always like jumping on a bandwagon, and it was just about time that I just jumped on the fucking Minecraft bandwagon. But what's cool is that I don't know why I started digging underground, but dude, like, we have this mean fucking, like, fortress, underground fortress.
The bad thing about having a dwelling that's underground, though, is the spawn. The monsters, like, really spawn underground. Most of them do spawn in the darkness, any dark. That's why I was telling you, get the torches and put them every fucking where, because in any dark spot usually is where the monsters will spawn at any time. They call they don't call them monsters, though. They call them, I can't think of the name that they call them, but
The suicide bomber ones are the ones I fucking hate. The ones that, like, explode, and it's weird. I should have built my house. Now it's too late. But see, I started building with dirt. And I'm totally not playing the game right, I know. And I'm just doing, like a 7-year-old's perception of Minecraft. But I have, I've been doing some, like, architectural feats, man.
Well, the
it's
thing
fun.
About it is, I always, it's a great game. What I always did, I always built my dwellings really high up in the air, where I do it on top of a tree line or something, because then you know, nothing can climb up there, nothing can be spawned in the air. But the underground dwelling's really good. And, I mean, you've got to play it first to kind of get an idea of how the game is and the mechanics and how it works. And then you can move on. Basically, it's just surviving the first night. And, I mean, eventually, you know, there's this big giant ender dragon that you fight and stuff. This big pixelated dragon that's made of a bunch of blocks that has purple eyes. That's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that, but even by myself, I haven't really, you know, I build, you know, just your average stuff. I still got to do some reading. There's just so much you can do on that game for a game that looks so shitty. But hey, let's talk about Batman.
Oh yeah, did you know that Ben Affleck's is going to direct and co-write a Batman film?
Well, wasn't he supposed to be in the fucking Batman versus Superman movie as Batman?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. But he's directing
so he's
a standalone. And then that's not even counting the Avengers. I mean, not Avengers. What the fuck? The Justice League movie that's going to be coming out in like 2018 or something like that.
Dude, I really liked that Arkham Knight game. I really thought that was pretty good. But I really liked the Arkham Asylum. I beat that. And Arkham City was pretty fun. Both of them games were really good. So I knew what I was walking into on this one. It kind of has, I like how it's very action, beat 'em up in one sense, and then a stealth in a sense, like Metal Gear Solid or something almost.
Everybody's complaining about the Batmobile, but I thought the Batmobile was cool.
Yeah, they said it was just like too much repetition with the Batmobile, but I really liked it. And I mean, you know, I'm always flying around though. Unless I had to use a Batmobile, I would use it. You know, but I really can't wait. Speaking of stealth, man, I really can't wait to play Metal Gear Solid, The Phantom Pain. That is what I'm really looking forward to the most, like, of anything. I swear to God.
I tell you what was a good game, too, was Witcher 3. I've got about 70 hours.
And all the different the different endings and the different choices that you make has show up later on in the game that's what I really liked is just
and books were good too, and they're putting all of them on audio format. I seen another
well,
one.
Well, hell, they got a fucking. Did you know that they have to translate it because it was all in another language? The whole series,
it's Polish.
Yeah, I like the books, the Blood of Elves book and Last Wish, I think. I like them books. You know, you bought the audio books, and I've been listening to them. I'll tell you what I've been listening to lately. I listened to the other night was The Hedge Knight. That was a great book, and Sworn Swords okay, but The Hedge Knight was a really great book, man.
Now,
or a novella.
Well, what was the third? What was the third one called?
The Mystery Knight.
Now, if I had a different, narrator, that would be awesome. Also, they're going to have a, they're going to be putting an anthology book. But see, I don't understand why would they just put all of them, just the three books together in a book set, and not add a fourth tale.
I think that.
No, I was just going to say allegedly. George is done
book?
With. He's done with.
With the winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard somebody already read a manuscript of Winds of Winter, but I mean, just because he's done, and just because somebody read the manuscript, it does not mean that it's just going to exactly be released ASAP, because I think they're going to more time things around, probably give you a head start, or they might
even rush
it out because of Jon Snow's death. Everybody wants to find out what happened to Jon Snow.
They changed so much stuff. The thing is, it was kind of messed up. He already told the producers of the show that what's going to happen. They already know, so it's just like you can tell that they're intertwining that piece right now.
But if you really sit back and think about it, this season really tied together all the stuff that were cliffhangers in the fifth book. The Battle of Snow, we know what happens. Barristan Selmy, we know what eventually happens, you know, but I think Barristan Selmy will get it whenever the Dragonhorn probably gets blown by probably one of the cabin boys.
Greyjoy.
They got. Well, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just talking about the Greyjoy.
Yeah, when Euron's because they ain't going to blow the dragon horn themselves because it'll kill them. Because the guy with the bird on his chest blew the horn and it burned his insides up. But I think where Daenerys can't be harmed by fire, do you think that she'll end up using the dragon horn?
Possibly.
But they didn't.
Well,
it actually
calls a dragon, right?
Well, yeah. It either binds them to it'll either tame them where somebody, you know, is able to fuck with them, or it'll just kind of keep them simmered down, won't make them as wild. Also, what ties together, you know what happens, you know, that Daenerys and Tyrion will actually meet. Actually, there's been a lot of things nobody can really hate on this season because it really ties together a lot of questions that were asked. It may not happen exactly in the book, exactly like what we've seen on the show, obviously, but it will show...
I got excited whenever the Tyrion and Dany was together and the dialogue shared between them. I was excited too whenever whenever she was riding, getting on the dragon and riding them, and the anticipation there. I thought that was really fucking, like, that was the best
Now,
TV.
And the show, it, I see, is exactly as I pictured it. That's how the shows have played out. You know, from reading the book,
Well, how you would want it to be, like, as a bookwanner, how they would want it to be. You know what I'm saying? That's how they twisted it, and that was a good job for Benioff and the other guy.
Yeah, I thought this season was really great. It's came up under a lot of you know, controversy here and there. But do you think? Did you hear the people saying? I really didn't notice it, or maybe I just, you know, whatever. But about John's eyes turning purple, he has to be brought back. And I'll tell you why. Because too many people are around. Because if he wasn't going to be brought back, they would have never foreshadowed. Because in the book, Melisandre don't fucking meet Thoros and Mir. And he's taught, and she's taught back in season, what was it, three? She's taught in season three or whatever about bringing him back to life with the prayer from the Lord of Light. And she wouldn't even be there or even in the vicinity. She would have died on the battlefield with Stannis Baratheon if that's what was meant to happen. You know?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm done. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and it wouldn't be fucking doing that epic battle where he was kicking ass and surviving, and then there was that standstill moment where him and the Night King were made eye contact.
Yeah, because there's just been a lot of foreshadowing to that point.
Never heard that was, you know, in the exact way that they were falling off that mountain like that. That's exactly how I pictured that. That's what they would do. So somebody's been getting in my head, taking my ideas.
Yeah, that's what every crazy person, that's like a fucking crazy person saying, hearing a song on the radio and saying, hey, I wrote that song 10 years ago and they stole it from me.
Yeah, well, I'm like on the Little Larry David episode. I'm Richard Lewis. I came up with the from hell phrase.
Yeah, the so-and-so from hell, the babysitter from hell, the wife from hell. Yeah.
No, but it's I got a good show coming up tomorrow at the normal time. Jay Parker, he was a survivor of Monarch Mind Control Programming, and also he was born into a multi-generational satanic Illuminati family.
Illuminati bloodline, yeah. I really liked the show you did yesterday. That was really probably one of my favorites and stuff. And you can really tell when you've actually, you know, read some of their when you read the books or whatever and stuff, and when somebody actually like, and when you actually like what they're talking about. Oh my God, it was a really fucking solid show.
I tell you what, I like it. You know, they're a great post because it gets me all my guests, and they always give me solid people. And then I get my own guests sometimes on the real people I really like and admire and want to bring on the show. But I always enjoy all my guests, but there are certain ones that I get excited for whenever I talk to, you know.
Yeah, the only thing you didn't really cover on, and the only thing that I really wanted to hear that wasn't covered due, I guess, to time restraints, is about how he was a Pinkerton, Baldwin Phelps, what the fuck, a Pinkerton detective.
Yeah, Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, I think towards the end, you know, he was just giving me his, you know, opinions about all the things. But the thing about it is he's not just some guy fucking just saying, oh, well, you know, giving his opinion. He's actually had, you know, been in the field, you know, in the...
Actually had detective experience. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, you know, expertise. That's, you know, and that sets you fucking apart from that and a goddamn being a part of a ghost team, you know. Not that there's nothing wrong with ghost teams, but or paranormal whatever.
It's the difference between fact and opinion, basically, you know.
Yeah,
he goes out there and finds out the facts. He uses his detective work from the years that he was a detective, and actually puts that knowledge and stuff to use.
You know what that's called? He's implementing those characteristics. I mean, into his
when other people are just using fucking conjecture. You know what I mean? He's actually using fucking facts. And other people just using conjecture and what they think.
I like him.
Yeah, I do too.
He's got a lot of good books too, man. So, you know, I'm saying JoeNichols.com.
Sometimes, so I can listen. I'll tell him to send me
a couple. He's pretty good. He's a pretty cool dude. And he was telling me yesterday that he thinks he's the only one that's actually getting paid. Do stuff like that, but now he's debunked a lot of things, but I don't think that he's one of the jerks to try to debunk everything. I mean, he just wants to know the truth, and that's why I really think he's cool as hell, and he's welcome back on my show anytime.
Yeah, I really like it. I mean, there's a difference in somebody that's actually. You know, I've really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that book about, you know, the freak show and the sideshow and all the secrets, and it explains. Now, what's that book called again for any of the listeners if they want to go check it out?
The Secrets of the Sideshow, I think it's called. That's not in front of me right now, but... you can go on Amazon, Joe Nichol. You go to Audible, they have it there. But you know what I was really loved about that book is he nailed, you know, went into from the old, like from P.T. Barnum all the way to now. And I was talking about Jim Circus.
You know what you should have said when he said he was accepted? You know what you should have said? You should have said the fucking John Brown.
Goo Gobbles,
one of us. We accept you.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah, he's really cool. I got to bring him back on. Or if I see him ever doing some kind of lecture or something. I tell you what, if I ever had a put-together conference, I'd say he'd definitely be one of them. Could be one person I'd call. I got enough people to put a conference together, but that shit costs money. You know, it takes a lot of time, takes a lot of effort, but I definitely like to see him speak. Well, I don't know. I guess that's it for tonight. Prince, I appreciate you calling in and being able to bullshit around. I got a great show tomorrow, so... And they'll be tomorrow at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And let's get some Minecraft going.
All right, let's play some Minecraft. Later, bro.
Early one morning, past the St. James Hospital. Early one morning. On in the month of May, when I look through the window and espied a dear cowboy, a dear cowboy as cold as the clay. Said ye down by me and hear my sad story. Sit ye down by me and sing me a song, for my poor head is aching and my sad heart is breaking. I'm a poor cowboy that knowed it done wrong. Send for that doctor to come and heal up my body, and send for the preacher to come and pray for my soul. For my poor head is aching and my sad heart is breaking. I'm a poor cowboy and hell is my doom.